This is the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and today's devotional is called The Risk of a Mission Statement. And today's treasure is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. In fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead. Someone has said, "I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacation with better care than they do their lives. Perhaps that is because escape is easier than change." That's the risk of a mission statement, isn't it? Write it down, commit to it, knowing that to fulfill it will require change. Sometimes the change required means letting go of previous successful use of our gifts and abilities. Paul's mission statement included the possibility that fulfilling it could lead to death. Chuck and I have learned and continue to learn that seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness requires dying to self. A mission statement shines in value when life falls apart and we don't know what to do. We may not like what our mission statement requires of us. How many times I've wanted to react with my flesh and friends? I have. And the result is that the kingdom of God and God's righteousness took a backseat to my emotions. When faced with a broken relationship, my mission statement requires me to change any direction fueled by ungodly anger or blame shifting. Pity parties don't belong in the same sentence as seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. A mission statement can help transform us from life takers to life givers. Do you have a mission statement that you go to when well-laid plans don't come to pass or you watch your dreams shatter? What drives your everyday life? Where do you turn when you don't know what to do? Pushing your task through the grid of your mission statement gives purpose to otherwise mundane days. Intentionally living daily life through your mission statement strengthens spiritual muscles so that it becomes an auto response to crisis. Pushing a shattered heart through the grid of your mission statement can breathe new life into a body struggling to breathe. If you have a mission statement, review it and determine if you need to update it with a renewed desire to be a life giver rather than a life taker. If you don't have a mission statement, continue to prayerfully consider how your identity as a child of God shapes your purpose and how you will fulfill that purpose, and write out your thoughts in your journal. Friends, once again, as we travel on this pilgrimage fueled by hope, the hope of the gospel, the hope of Jesus, I am so encouraged by the many people who are traveling this pilgrimage with us, how we are linking arms around the Word of God, and how just a few minutes of His Word can be so refreshing, can be just what we need. And I do imagine you, that one person who is hanging on to life by your fingernails, where you are discouraged and broken and hurting, and praying that the Daily Treasure podcast is like a drink of cool water in a desert place where you feel encouraged and uplifted just to be able to walk a few more steps by faith, that your heart is being turned toward Jesus. And I pray that as many of us are experiencing that through His Word, that you will join our family of supporters, the Daily Treasure family of supporters, and help us continue to offer this podcast for free. And as we often do, we are offering a thank you gift to each one who gives a gift of $50 or more to Mark Inc. Ministries. We want to send you this lovely water bottle. It's a metal water bottle. You can see a picture of it on our website. It has our Daily Treasure logo on it. It's so pretty. And it does the job. I'm going to tell you, it does the job. So go to helpandhopenow.org, helpandhopenow.org, where you can safely give. And we are going to send you our thank you gift of this lovely water bottle with hopes that every time you use it, you will be praying for those who are longing for the help and hope of Jesus and find Him through the scriptures and perhaps through the Daily Treasure podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.